Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Paris, former French minister calls for stop to forced organ harvesting in China. Auckland, New Zealand, Falun Gong and city collaborate on event at Botanic Gardens. Falun Dafa in the holy city of Jerusalem. Greece, introducing an ancient meditation practice in coastal cities. Harbin, Heilongjiang Province, 45 Falun Gong practitioners arrested one day ahead of 19th Party Congress. And University of Minnesota Campus, Falun Gong participates in Painting on the Bridge event over the Mississippi River. Now for the stories.
Paris. Former French minister calls for stop to forced organ harvesting in China. About 1,500 practitioners from across Europe participated in a rally in March on the afternoon of September 30, 2017. Tan Hanlong, president of the Falun Dafa Association in France, explained at the rally that Falun Gong is a peaceful practice that follows truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and that the practice spread quickly because of its health benefits. Out of jealousy and fear of losing control of the people, Jiang Zemin, former head of the CCP, initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. Former French minister François Hostalier also attended the rally and joined the march afterwards. As president of the Human Rights Organization Association, Action Droit de l'Homme, she reiterated the benefits brought by Falun Gong to the society and practitioners and urged a stop to the brutal suppression. She said that in France, people can freely express their ideas and choose their beliefs. Unfortunately, not everyone in this world is able to do so. She said that 18 members from the Commission on Human Rights had drafted the Declaration of Human Rights before it was signed on December 7, 1948. Among them was Vice Chairman Peng Chengcheng of China. More specifically, Article 14 of the document specifies, "Everyone has the right to seek and to enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution." In addition, Article 3 reads, "Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person," while Article 5 includes, "No one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment." But in China, hundreds of thousands of people are detained, tortured, and subjected to forced labor simply because they practice Falun Gong, she said. She added that Falun Gong has no political pursuits, nor does it pose any threat to society. Instead, the meditation system makes people healthier and helps them improve their mind nature. She said that many reports have confirmed the harsh persecution in China. According to one report from Amnesty International, one-third of the detainees in China's forced labor camps were Falun Gong practitioners. A United Nations report from 2006 listed many torture cases in China. Among them, 66% were from Falun Gong practitioners. At the end of her talk, Hostalier said that China is a nation with ancient culture and a rich history. She said she hopes the persecution will end and the perpetrators brought to justice. She believes justice and freedom will prevail.
Auckland, New Zealand. Falun Gong and city collaborate on event at Botanic Gardens. The Botanic Gardens in Auckland was beautifully decorated on October 14th and 15th with a variety of spring flowers in bloom. Local Falun Gong practitioners collaborated with the city government for a two-day event highlighting traditional Chinese culture called Celebrating Spring at the Auckland Botanic Gardens. A variety of activities were held, including an art exhibit, exercise demonstration, and various musical performances. Art exhibit of Jin Shan Rin, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance. Vincent Ortiz is a middle-aged Filipino. He lingered in front of the exhibition in particular, carefully observing the paintings related to the persecution. He said he had experienced the dictatorship in the Philippines and witnessed the autocratic regime kill innocent people, especially dissidents. He said that as long as there is dictatorship, there is killing, and it is the same everywhere. He was very sympathetic to the Chinese people who suffer under such brutal rule. He was even more sad about the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. He said that organ donation must be voluntary, and all forms of coercion are inhumane. Visitors were drawn to a variety of cultural events and artistic performances, including a paper-cutting performance, a demonstration of how to make origami lotus flowers, Chinese calligraphy, and musical performances. Some people wanted to learn how to fold lotus flowers and make paper cuts, and some visitors were delighted to get their names written in Chinese calligraphy with a brush pen. A waist drum troupe dressed in bright yellow suits played the drums, and practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises in Potter's Children's Garden. Some people learned to do the exercises right there and then. According to Ms. Liu, an organizer of the event, it was the first time that Falun Gong practitioners had worked with the Auckland City government on an event of this scale. The Botanic Gardens was supportive of the project, which focused on the art exhibit and traditional Chinese culture. The variety of cultural activities and performances left a favorable impression on people of many ethnic groups. Shelley Small, a staff member at the Botanic Gardens, said at the end of the two-day event, "It's the most grand event I've ever seen in the Botanic Gardens in recent years." She said it helps people gain more understanding of Chinese culture and have the opportunity to experience it and participate. She also liked the decorations filled with Chinese elements, which added to the beauty of the gardens themselves.
Falun Dafa in the Holy City of Jerusalem. Local Falun Gong practitioners went to the center of Jerusalem on September 8th to introduce Falun Gong and raise public awareness about the persecution of the practice in China. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is an ancient Chinese spiritual practice that includes five meditative exercises. Assimilation to the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is the foundation of the practice. The practice is taught all around the world at no cost. The Chinese Communist regime launched the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, a persecution that continues to this day. Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, is a major tourist destination and is considered the holy city for Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Practitioners distributed informational leaflets and talked with passers-by about the persecution. Many people expressed their support and signed a petition calling for Jiang Zemin to be brought to justice for his crimes against humanity. Jiang is the former Communist Party leader who launched the persecution campaign against Falun Gong practitioners. The exercise demonstration, something not seen every day in Jerusalem, caused great interest among the passers-by, and it seemed that the peaceful energy around made everyone forget the burning sun. People stopped and talked with practitioners for a long time, offering support and encouragement. Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance is good, and well done were often heard over the course of the activity. Yoheved, a French woman living in Jerusalem, said that she had never heard of Falun Gong, and that she was very interested in learning more about it. A practitioner told her the history of the practice and how the Communist Party arrests law-abiding people and murders them to harvest their organs for profit in the transplantation industry. The practitioner compared the persecution of Falun Gong to the Holocaust. Yoheved was stunned to hear about the organ harvesting and agreed with this comparison. An older man who passed by also received a leaflet on the organ harvesting in China. He stopped walking, read a little, and said, "I am originally from Budapest, Hungary, where people do not know much about what is going on in China. But where I live now, Canada, a lot of people know about it." He then said, "I know what communism is, because in Hungary I barely survived." Hearing about the persecution moved him profoundly. Before the gentleman left, he wished the practitioner success in their efforts.
Greece, introducing an ancient meditation practice in coastal cities. Falun Gong practitioners in Greece visited the cities of Patra and Corinth two cities on the Mediterranean Sea, on October 14, 2017, to introduce the ancient meditation practice from China. Patra is the third largest city in Greece. After seeing information about the free exercise instruction, about 50 people came out to learn the meditation practice on the beach in Patra. The beautiful exercise music attracted the attention of many tourists along the beach. They stopped to pick up pamphlets and ask questions about the practice. One woman said that she had studied Tai Chi and yoga in the past. "This is the first time I have tried Falun Gong, and I could feel a pure and righteous energy. It's amazing," she said, adding that she had not experienced that before and would like to continue studying Falun Gong. Another woman agreed, "I can tell that I am surrounded by energy. The wonderful feeling is beyond description." One young man said that he had encountered Falun Gong in Japan and learned the exercises from practitioners there. He was glad to meet practitioners again and resume learning the practice. Many people said that they could not understand how such a good meditation system could be suppressed in China. Because they enjoyed the exercises so much, they planned to join the local group practice regularly. When practitioners arrived at the beach in Corinth, 7 or 8 people were already waiting there. Some read the informational materials, and others talked with practitioners to learn more. One young man said it was too bad that the practice had been banned in China. After learning the exercises, people remarked that they felt very good and enjoyed the energy field. One woman shared that she had difficulty at first raising her arms to do the second exercise, but that it became much better as she continued. She exclaimed, "Thank you so much, Falun Gong."
Harbin, Heilongjiang Jiang Province. 45 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in one day ahead of 19th Party Congress. More than 40 Falun Gong practitioners in Harbin were arrested hours apart 9 days before the 19th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party was set to open on October 18, 2017. The mass arrest was long in the making, as many of the targeted practitioners had been monitored by police for months. 3 of the practitioners were harvesting crops when they were seized by police. Another practitioner was deceived into opening the door by officers purporting to be employees of the local water company coming to check on leaks in her rental place. Police rushed in and arrested 4 practitioners who were visiting her at the time. The guests were released later that night, but the practitioner who lives in the home remains detained. Her family, who has been planning for her son's wedding, is left in limbo, as she had been keeping track of all purchases. A full list of the 45 practitioners arrested on October 9th is listed on the Minghui website. Except for 9 practitioners who have been released, all others are still in custody, with one being held in a hospital and the others at Yazikuan Detention Center.
University of Minnesota campus, Falun Gong participates in Painting on the Bridge event over the Mississippi River. The Falun Gong Twin Cities Club participated in an annual painting event on the campus bridge at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities on October 6, 2017. It was their 4th time participating in this event. The University of Minnesota Twin Cities is located in Minneapolis-St. Paul. The Mississippi River runs through the Minneapolis campus, and the Washington Avenue Bridge spans the river. The bridge painting has been held for over 10 years. Student organizations and university departments are allowed to paint on the bridge to promote and present their ideas. Many international students and scholars attend the university, including many from China. Hundreds of students cross this bridge every day. Many stopped to view the paintings and learn about the Falun Gong Twin Cities Club, and some came to join. The Super Bowl will be held in a stadium not far from the university on February 4, 2018. More people will be able to see the paintings when they visit the campus. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.